welcome to a new edition of the MLB Scoreboard Report, as we're finally away from the offseason, away from the spring training, and MLB opening day was on March 28th, so let's recap the games of March 28th and all the home runs that were hit. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone, so let's get into it. Bryce Harper struck out twice in a green fanatic cleats in his $330 million debut and bowed to thousands of fans in number three jersey, who gave him a rousing standing ovation in the Philadelphia Phillies' 10-4 win over the Atlanta Braves. Milwaukee center fielder Lorenzo Cain soared above the wall to rob Jose Martinez of a tying home run for the final out, lifting the Christian Yelich and the Brewers over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 in the opener. Luke Voit heard Luke chants during the pregame introductions, and that was the expert of oversized slugger going. "Man, it fires me up every time," he said. Beats the start of last season when Voit was stashed away in AAA. A fast-rising fan favorite in the Bronx, Voit kicked off the season with a first-inning home run, backing a strong opening day effort by Masahiro Tanaka and the New York Yankees, win 7-2 over the Baltimore Orioles. On a day that Jacob deGrom struck out 10 and 6 scoreless innings and Max Scherzer fan 12, it was New York Mets newcomer Robinson Cano who decided the outcome with a home run and an RBI single with the heads-up throw to the plate, interrupting a pair of performances befitting the owner of the past three NL Cy Young Awards. Cano went deep against Scherzer in his debut at bat for the Mets and saved a run with an unusual double play, and the New York Mets edged the Bryce Harper-less Washington Nationals 2-0 in the opener for both teams. Reigning home run champion Chris Davis went deep for the second time this season. Marcus Semien added a solo shot, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Los Angeles Angels 4-0 on Thursday for their first win after a pair of losses to Seattle the last week in Japan. Minnesota newcomer Marwin Gonzalez had a two-run double in the seventh inning. Jose Burrows out-dueled Corey Kluber and the Twins gave manager Rocco Baldelli a win in his debut, starting the season by beating the Indians 2-0. Manny Machado went hitless in his first game with the San Diego Padres as Fernando Tatis Jr. singled twice in his big league debut, a 2-0 opening win over the San Francisco Giants. Justin Verlander outpitched Blake Snell in a rare opening day matchup between the reigning Cy Young Award winner and the runner-up, helping the Houston Astros begin a season Thursday with a 5-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Jordan Zimmermann took a perfect game into the seventh inning. Christian Stewart hit a two-run homer in the 10th inning, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 2-0. Jock Peterson and Enrique Hernandez each hit two of the Los Angeles Dodgers' 8 home runs, which sent a major league record for opening day and tied the franchise record for any game during a 12-5 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kyle Freeland allowed 2 hits and 1 run in 7 innings in the first opening day start, and the Colorado Rockies beat the sloppy Miami Marlins 6-3. Derek Dietrich's 3-run home run in the bottom of the 7th inning rallied the new-look Reds to a 5-3 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates on Thursday and an encouraging start for the Cincinnati team looking to eclipse last place. Javier Baez homered twice. John Lester won the first time in the last 5 opening day starts, and the Chicago Cubs began the season with a 12-4 victory Thursday at Texas, spoiling the debut of new Ranger manager Chris Woodward. On the first day of the season, Brad Keller gave the Kansas City Royals plenty of reasons for optimism. Keller pitched a 2-hit ball over 7 shutout innings. Alberto Mondesi tripled twice, and the Royals held the Chicago White Sox 5-3 Thursday after the start of their 2019 opener was delayed nearly 2 hours by rain. Tim Beckham and Domingo Santana and the Seattle's hopage of new faces sent the defending World Series champions to deflating starts. The Mariners didn't just knock off Boston, they thumped their way past the Red Sox and their ace Chris Sale. Beckham hit 2 of the Seattle's 3 home runs off Sale, and the Mariners improved to 3-0 with a 12-4 victory over the home opener. So those are your games that have happened in Major League Baseball for the very first opening day, which was March 28th. As now we're going to get to the action where all the home runs that have hit, that's something we're going to start new now, as every single time I recap a video, we're going to see the home runs, and by the end of the season, we're going to tally up how many home runs that have been hit. After this episode, I'm going to add in the series of the home runs that happened in Japan, but let's recap all the home runs that were hit. The Atlanta Braves' Matt Joyce took a solo shot. Phillies leadoff home run by Andrew McCutchen, a three-run shot by Mikel Franco, and a grand slam by Rhys Hoskins. Cardinals' Colton Wong hit two home runs, and Harrison Bader also added a solo home run. It all happened in the second inning when Wong and Bader went back-to-back. Brewers' Mike Moustakas hit a solo home run. Kristen Yelich hit a three-run shot. Julius Chiesin, the pitcher, yes, had also a solo shot. Yankees' Luke Voit hit a three-run home run, and Greg Bird also hit a solo shot. The Mets' Robinson Cano hit a home run. That was his first at-bat in the first inning. The Tigers' Christian Stewart hit a two-run shot in the 10th inning. Astros' George Springer hit a three-run shot. Jose Altuve hit a solo. And also Michael Brantley also hit a solo home run for his first home run as an Astro. Rays' Austin Meadows hit a home run in the first at-bat of the season. And it was also to lead off the bottom half of the first. Athletics' Chris Davis hit a home run, and so did Marcus Semien. Padres' Will Myers hit a home run. For the Dodgers, they were eight, and it's Jock Peterson twice. Kike Hernandez, Enrique Hernandez, if you want to go by his birth name. He also hit two home runs. Corey Seager with one. Austin Barnes, the catcher, Max Muncy, and Cody Bellinger also hit solo shots. Duly noted, Muncy, Bellinger, and Hernandez hit back-to-back-to-back home runs in the seventh inning. Diamondbacks' Andrew Jones and Christian Walker hit home runs. Rockies' Trevor Story hit a solo shot. Marlins' Neil Walker and JT Riddle both hit pinch hit home runs. Pirates' Corey Dickerson hit a solo home run. The Reds' pinch hitter Derek Dietrich and a solo shot by Jose Peraza. The Rangers' Elvis Andrus hit a two-run shot, and Nomar Mazara also hit a solo in the ninth. The Cubs' Javier Baez hit two home runs, and Chris Bryant also hit one as well. For the Mariners, Edwin Encarnacion hit a home run. Tim Beckham added two to it. And Carlos Santana and Ryan Healy also had home runs. For March 28th, there were a total of 47 home runs hit in Major League Baseball. It's not a record or anything, but still it's a lot of home runs for opening day. So once again, let's recap what happened around Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Cardinals 4-5. The New York Yankees defeated the Orioles 7-2. The New York Mets beat the Nationals 2-0. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Braves 10-4. The Detroit Tigers defeated the Toronto Blue Jays 2-0. The Los Angeles Dodgers reigned supreme over the Arizona Diamondbacks 12-5. The Houston Astros outdueled the Rays 5-1. The Chicago Cubs outpowered the Rangers 12-4. The Oakland Athletics defeated the Angels 4-0. The San Diego Padres scored 2 as the Giants scored 0. The Minnesota Twins defeated the Indians 2-0. The Colorado Rockies defeated the Marlins 6-3. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Pirates 5-3. The Kansas City Royals, in a rain delay, defeated the White Sox 5-3. And the Seattle Mariners defeated the Red Sox 12-4. Once again, that was all your action that has happened on this March 28th edition. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'm glad baseball is back, and I'm glad to be back here posting you all the podcasts. Of course, you can listen to this on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor Dashboard, Google Podcasts, all of them, Stitcher, Overcast, anything like that, and you can listen to this. Thank you for supporting me. This is going to be a long, long season, and I hope you're ready for it. So buckle up. It's a war of attrition. So thank you for listening to the Scoreboard Report. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and you have a wonderful day.